How do you learn most of your songs?
I learn them. I just get in the crowd with the people, and if they sing it, and I listen as best I can, then I start to join in with a phrase or two until they tell me that I can sing them just like them. You may leave and go to Halifax.
At her low point in the 1930s, Zora Neale Hurston took a job with the federal government to get through the Great Depression. Hurston and other writers who joined the Writers' Project found themselves on a mission to hold a mirror up to America in a time of crisis. This is The People's Recorder, and I'm your host, Chris Haley. I'm an archivist, actor, and writer. I've been passionate about history since I was a kid when I was inspired by my uncle, Alex Haley, who wrote a book about finding family roots, which was called, well, Roots. You may have heard of it. But even with everything I've learned over the years, it feels like we, as a society, have only just scratched the surface. We need to keep uncovering our national story to make sure our collective history isn't erased. Important work started by folks on the Writers Project in the 1930s. The amazing thing is that most of these people were doing this work just because they needed a job. The Writers Project was a government jobs program, part of the larger WPA, a New Deal relief agency. It was created to prime the economy's pump.
In all parts of the country, the letters WPA are a symbol of progress and improvement. Many thousands of such jobs as these dot the map of the United States, giving work and hope to people who can't find jobs, and permanent improvements to a host of communities for the years to come.
The project's assignments included recording thousands of oral histories and publishing travel guides for every state.
The Writers' Project was an attempt to introduce America to itself. I'm not sure America and itself had ever been properly introduced in the first place. The guides were instrumental in helping to acquaint Americans with Americans.
Out on the beat, Hurston and her counterparts around the country grapple with issues of community, inequality, identity, and the environment. They use the tools of curiosity, a notepad, and sometimes even a massive recording machine, which, as you'll hear, did not always sound great. That is Annie Williams, a survivor of slavery, recorded in the 1930s as part of the Virginia Writers Project. It's remarkable that voices like Annie's were preserved, opening a window to an America many never considered. In The People's Recorder, we'll retrace the discoveries of these Depression-era writers. In a time before cell phones, before social media, before the internet shared everything, they shined a spotlight on many people who had been left out of the American story. And, as it turns out, many issues that Americans grappled with in the 1930s are still very much with us.
We are divided right now.
1.5 million Americans filed for unemployment.
When you have big companies coming in and want to devastate our lands, that is totally unacceptable to us as Indian people.
With the WPA stories, it's like, wow. That is really a phenomenal chunk of history to have about Native Americans that solidifies that we're here and we're going to continue to be here.
It's nothing short of remarkable that someone recognized the urgency in getting these voices down on record before they were gone. Because you know damn well someone down the line would try to say this stuff never happened. This project is a force of nature that helped get us to now.
The People's Recorder is about the power of being heard and how history is recorded. Join me on this unvarnished tour of America. Be sure to hit that subscribe button and follow us on social media for extra content. Just look for at People's Recorder. The People's Recorder is produced by Spark Media with support from the National Endowment for the Humanities, Florida Humanities, Virginia Humanities, Wisconsin Humanities, California Humanities, and Humanities Nebraska. This is Chris Haley. Thanks for listening.